Hey, you guys. Welcome to That's Relatable. Just quickly here, you're about to listen to a pre-recorded episode. And just upon listening to this episode back, I want to be clear that, you know, I talk about how we communicate and how we talk about Jesus in this episode. And I do want to like emphasize, yeah, I do think it's important to talk about Jesus in some cases, but I do also think that we just have to be cautious on how we do that and sensitive, I guess, to how we're communicating. And so anyways, I'll dive into that here in a second as you listen along. But I guess one thing I really like, and I think the gist of this whole episode kind of is based off of a quote that I recently heard. And the quote is that you should preach the gospel all the time, but only use words when it's necessary. And I guess that's kind of the motive behind this one. So yes, talking about Jesus is important, but the way that we do it, I think it's really important as well. So anyways, I hope you guys enjoy. As always, I love the feedback. I love the comments. And of course, I love if you can share this episode with someone else too. So okay, I'll leave it at that and I'll let you guys go ahead and take a listen. See you guys.
Soundstripe.
What's up, you guys? Welcome to That's Relatable. My name's Brooke, and I am here taking a little drive. If you hear it like the most grungy, just rickety sounding car in the background, you better believe it. That's my old sweet ride here. So I am just like in a mood right now. I feel like God is speaking to me. I have my little mic on and I am going for a cruise to the store. So you know what? Buckle up with me, guys. We're going to start talking about Jesus and not in a weird way. I'm just like, I feel like so much is being like poured in my brain right now. Like I'm just sitting here, reflecting and just kind of like praying and just spending some time with Jesus while I have some alone time from the kids, and Mike. And so I'm sitting here and like, I'm just kind of thinking, why, you know, this is my big bugaboo. If you guys have listened to a few of my episodes, you know, I'm just kind of stuck on this concept that like non-Christians are so easily pushed away from Christians. And I'm trying to get to the nitty gritty of it. Like, why? Like, what do we do as Christians that make it so like gives everyone the ick? Like, how, why are we doing that? And how are we doing it? Because a lot of us probably don't even realize that we are doing it. And it just got me thinking, like, we have got to stop like talking about Jesus. Like, it's weird. This, like, I don't know. The second we start talking about Jesus or our faith, it automatically becomes like a little bit like, ooh, like there's a little bit of tension in the air now. Okay. Like Brooke's going on her rants again, talking about her God. Like, okay, great. And not only is that just like a switch, I don't know. I was trying to, I guess, digest why that even is a switch in the first place. And I think really what it is it automatically makes people assume that we are going to start being judgmental based off of our faith. And so I think we have to be wildly careful that we don't let our strong beliefs in our faith kind of pour over in such a pushy way that, like, because we have the beliefs that we believe and essentially like the rules that we follow. I don't even like calling it rules because that's what so many people just like perceive Christianity as, like a bunch of set rules. But anyways, we have the like our ways that we follow. Like, we need to be careful to not push that onto others who are not believers. So let me give it to you in this perspective, right? Like, if a, like, I'm going to pick any random religion. So let's say like a Muslim person comes up to me and they start saying, hey, you need to act this way because that's how my God says you need to act. I quite literally will look at them sideways and tell them to shove it because I don't worship your God. Why? Don't tell me what to do. Like, I don't, your God has zero like authority over me because I don't believe in him. And so that's essentially what we're doing to others sometimes, I think. And it's so off-putting for us to come at people and say, you need to live according to the ways that Jesus tells us to live. Guess what? They don't believe in Jesus. That means nothing to them. They don't care. And so I think we have to stop with such an aggressive, like, direct way of feeding Jesus into the lives of those around us who don't know him or who aren't Christians. I think we have to really take it down to like the foundation of who Jesus is and what Christianity is in the first place, right? Christianity, to be a Christian, literally means to be Christ-like. Well, what does it mean to be Christ-like? Well, he is loving and forgiving and full of grace. He's not condemning and he's not mean. And, you know, and we're getting it twisted when we just jump immediately into the rules. And so I think we really have to, again, look at how we're treating others in regards to, are we coming at them in a sense of compassion and love and grace, like Jesus approaches those around him? Or are we just coming at them in such a direct and like borderline aggressive way that automatically puts them on their heels and puts them on the defense? So on the flip side, if you are someone who is not a Christian and you've had maybe an interest that someone maybe just totally put out that interest by like a comment that was made or an experience you had with a Christian or whatever, like, I would really, really encourage you to not approach Christianity in the way, like with the assumption that it's a bunch of rules. So what that means is, if you're someone who is interested in coming to know Jesus, or like you're just, maybe you want to see, okay, how genuine is this? Is it legit? People talk about it, like whatever. I need to see for myself. If that's your kind of mindset right now, I would truly encourage you to go about approaching Jesus in a way that is wildly authentic and genuine, and that you're not hiding yourself at all. And you know what? If you're living in sin and you are doing things that are wrong according to the Bible, don't, now hear me out, this, I hope this sounds okay, don't just stop your sins and start automatically trying to follow a rule, right? Like, the rules aren't going to feel like a priority to you at this point. If you don't know Jesus, like, what leverage do you have to want to follow those rules other than, like, you just want to get out of hell, right? Like, it's just kind of like hell insurance. We don't want to, we want to go to heaven. Ah, we're scared. It's a scare tactic. Okay, I'm going to follow these rules. Ugh, it's annoying. I don't want to follow rules because I don't even fully understand the concept of doing this, right? Like, don't, my true, true, honest advice would be, don't even start there. Like, forget the rules. Like, this is not a thing about rules. Don't jump into this and say, oh, great, now I have to follow a list of rules. No, go and just take time to sit quietly and honestly just pray to Jesus. And if this is the first time you've ever prayed to Jesus, it could sound something so like just vulnerable. It can sound something like, hey, Jesus, don't know what I'm doing here, but I've heard you're cool. I heard you can do really awesome things in my life. I want to know more about you. Here I am. Work in my life and show me. Can you show me who you are? If you're legit, if this is real, can you just introduce yourself to me? Don't come to him in such a robotic way. Like, I think sometimes we hear the way that others maybe pray, or we hear like a preacher like online, or I don't know, or maybe we just have this perception of how we're supposed to talk to God. I would truly recommend going to him in such an authentic and genuine way. And guys, he loves that. He loves that because he wants a relationship with us. He doesn't want us to look at him like he's just some sort of robot and like a genie in a bottle. Hey, can you give me this wish? I need this right now. Can you do that for me? Like, that's not what he wants with you. He wants a genuine and true relationship where you can feel his love and you can actually go to him with any, you know, like issues or like concerns, worries, with all your cares and your anxieties. It literally, and of course, I don't know my verses well because I need to practice memorizing them better, but he says to cast all your anxieties and cares on him, right? Like, that's what he wants. He wants to know that you're confused and that you don't know what the heck to do and you need help with the first step. Like, approach him in a way that is so vulnerable and so honest, and he will show up. I promise you. I promise you. That's the other thing. Like, there is not a doubt in my mind that if you genuinely show up and you give it an honest chance, or like just an honest, genuine try, he will show up and you will be floored. And that's how it starts. And so I think so often we get confused. Like, we get our priorities mixed up. We think first we have to be perfect and follow rules, and then we'll, oh, now I'm a Christian because I'm doing all the things right. No, all you're doing is following a law that basically, you're being a Pharisee. Like, and if that doesn't mean much to you, they're basically a bunch of rule followers who are not actually grasping the concept of what it means to be a Christian. And that's a heavy load to unpack right now anyways, but that'll be another episode for another time, I guess. But I would really recommend going to him authentically and genuinely. And gosh, how can I say this? Let's say, okay, let me try to make a little analogy out of this if it's not quite making sense yet. Let's say you are single. Okay, we'll start there. You're single and you're kind of like in a dating pool. You're just like, kind of mingling. You got a few guys that I'm obviously talking in terms of ladies right now. So you've got a few guys that maybe you've got your eye on. Ooh, you're kind of doing your thing, whatever. And then this one really catches your eye. And so you're like, okay, okay, I really like this guy. Like, I'm starting to lose interest in every other guy around me. Like, this one's really, okay, this one's special. And so the more that you start to like this guy, the more likely you are to start being more faithful and honest to him, right? You're probably not going to keep talking to other people. You're starting to focus in on him. You're not going to just keep texting others and looking like a sleazeball. You're going to start zeroing in and focusing on him. And I guess that's kind of the way that it works with Christianity too. Like, the more that you fall in love with Jesus and the more that you know him and his characteristics and his personality, the more that you're inclined and like you're okay with not sinning and you're okay with following him and laying down like your worldly issues, maybe your sins and the things that you struggle with. Like, it's so flip-flopped in our minds. It doesn't make sense to me how we as Christians can expect our argument of you gotta follow God because you don't want to go to hell. Like, that's so, like, that doesn't even make sense. Like, that's the stupidest thing I've ever heard. So I guess what I'm saying is, the more that you find Jesus, the more that you love Jesus, the more that you come to know him, the more that you're okay with laying down your sins, the more that it's not a list of rules. It's just the way that you want to live your life. And what do you know? It happens to align with the way that Jesus wants us to live. So I think we have to be so careful, again, as Christians, from a Christian perspective, like, we got to be careful how we're jumping at people. I really think it's my goal to just make talking about God, like, not so weird. Like, again, I get just kind of like, ooh, I don't know. I kind of get awkward and I get kind of just, there's automatic tension or awkwardness when someone brings up Jesus, and that's who I worship. Why does that happen to me with other Christians? Like, I can only imagine how it feels to not be a Christian and have our faith brought up in front of them. Like, it probably automatically puts them on their defense. And I guess this whole spiel is from two perspectives. From one lens, we got to be really careful as Christians how we're displaying God and how we're talking about him and put a good word for him, right? We're not here just to make him sound like a bossy, mean guy. Start with the foundation of who he is and how loving he is and how caring he is and how he doesn't care about your past. He wants you now, how you are right now with all of your sin and everything. The dirtiest, most, I don't know, sinful version of yourself is who Jesus died for. He died for you in that very exact same way that you are right now, with all of your sin, with all of the bad stuff you're in, with everything that you struggle in. He still saw you and he said, yeah, I'm going to die for that person because I love him that much. So we got to be careful just making so we don't make it sound like Jesus only wants us when we're squeaky clean and perfect. No, that's not it. Like, he's here to save us. He's here to redeem us. He didn't come because he wants us to be a bunch of perfect little robots, right? So that's one lens to consider. And then the other lens would be from a non-Christian perspective, that we, if you're not a Christian, again, that you just kind of let it roll off your back. If people are talking about, oh, you need to be perfect, you need to repent and you need to act better because you don't want to go to, like, tell them to kick rocks, dude. They're, maybe they have good intentions, maybe they're trying to help out, but like, that ain't it. Okay, so please, for the sake of your well-being and for the sake of you actually trying to meet Jesus, like, let that roll off your back. Ignore those people and go to him in a way that is so genuine and so true and just honestly you, whatever you're carrying around with you, whatever sin it is, whatever you're struggling with, take it to him. And don't be afraid of what he's going to think of you. He's not going to yell at you. He's not going to, do you know how freaking pumped he would be to even just have you consider him, right? Go to him the way you are and just watch what he does. And I promise you he'll show up. It's not even like, oh, I hope you're satisfied, I hope things go well for you. It's not that. I have full true faith that, like, He will show up. You will experience Jesus, and then you'll be like, oh, wait a second. Something just happened there. I'm on to something. People are being right. Like, people were right about this thing. Give it a shot without the pressure of being perfect. Just be yourself. Go to him, meet with him, learn about him. You're going to fall in love with him, and everything else will change. And you'll feel, I mean, it's not going to be like easy peasy all the time. You'll go through conviction. You'll probably go through some difficult stuff here and there, but you'll do it while knowing Jesus. And that's where you get your strength and your security and your confidence, really. So, holy smokes. How much time have I spent on this? Only 15 minutes. It's going to be short and sweet, you guys, but I hope you enjoy it. And I hope it gives encouragement to anyone who's maybe been in this struggle. And like I said, this came to me like a million miles a minute. I feel like someone out there needs to hear this, and I don't know who it is, but there you go. Take it, run with that. I hope you guys have some clarity and some encouragement from that. And as always, reach out to me, send me comments or messages, feedback, whatever. I don't care. I just appreciate you guys being here and hanging out with me. So have a great day. We'll do this again sometime. And yeah, I love you guys to pieces. See ya.